prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 25 August 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. We're going to bring up a guest. We've had up, several times, at least once, twice a month, because the information she brings forth always is powerful, not always good news. But powerful need to know. We're going to talk to Deborah Travirus in a few minutes, so don't y'all go away. In the meantime, don't forget we are offering right now the Mark of the Beast DVD, an hour-long, powerful teaching. Not because I did it, but because this Bible, folks, and we need to know this. It's available for $10. That's delivered to your door. That includes postage, handling, and everything else. We want to get it to you because I think you'll find out how important it is once you watch it. The deception for the mark is almost complete. And Dr. Cassie Majay does a great job explaining to you what the vaccination has to do with it. And I hope and pray you'll get a copy and make all the copies you want to and pass it out to your friends. This is not copyrighted. This is my personal teaching. I hope you'll get it. I really do. Don't forget, if you want the free literature that you offered last week from Pastor Ted Whalen, it's still available. Folks, if you want to see why our nation has come apart at the seams, and the weaknesses that we had in our founding documents, biblically speaking. If you want to see it, the literature is free. All you have to do is call and leave us your address. I will send forward it to Ted, and Ted will send you the literature totally for free. I think you'll be astounded to see how far we have missed God's mark for our country. Just call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Leave your name and address very slowly, please. And we will get a copy out to you ASAP totally free. And if you want, you can receive from another source, another gentleman called me the other day named Dwight. You can receive DVDs of Pastor Ted teaching some of these issues totally free. Sent you no charge by asking for them again by calling a toll-free number, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Just leave us your address, and please do it very slowly. Repeat it more than once, and maybe spell the hard words, okay? I went to public school also. We want to send them to you. They're totally free. And this will be the last week that we offer the dictionary. The 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary, folks, a copy of the original dictionary that took Noah years to write. A beautifully done, beautifully bound book. Pretty to look at for sure. But the education you get out of that book is unbelievable. That's only, I use two study guides when I'm studying the Bible. The Strong's Concordance and the 1828 Dictionary is all I use, along with the 1611 King James Bible. That's what I use. And it's available right now, folks, for $80. Normal price is $95. So save $15. You order mail. Got two left. If they're going, they're going. The next time we get some in, I'm sure it's going to be costing more than that. I can't help it. Prices do go up. And, of course, we're still offering, along with every order, we will send you a free copy of the DVD that I did while in Tijuana, Mexico with Dr. Rodriguez. And it's some of his staff and my personal testimony about the hospital in Tijuana and what I've seen it do with people that I met down there who were dying with cancer, who are now well. I'll share some things with you, folks. If you just get this right, ask for it or send an order and you get it free anyway. And, of course, if you want a new catalog, the 2020 catalog, it's available also for free. Just have to call the same number or write and ask for it. So we'll send it right out to you. Now, we're doing this because we want to keep in touch with you, of course, and help you in any way we possibly can. And maybe, perhaps, we can be a blessing to you somehow. Now, our guest tonight, as I said before, is Deborah Tavares. And I'm going to bring her up and I'm going to turn her loose. We won't be taking any phone calls tonight because Deborah has so much to share with you. Please, please, please pay attention. Folks, we are being set up for a hard takedown. We truly, truly are. With the weather wars, with finances, with the chaos, with the election and in the streets, the shootings, the police shooting the blacks killing the whites, and now, yeah, folks, it's everywhere. We're being led into a civil war. There's a lot coming in this country, and it's not years away. It's a couple months away, I do believe. So David Travis is going to share some things with you tonight. I hope you stay tuned and pay close attention to what she's going to say. You might want to record this. I would suggest you do that. Deborah Tavares, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Butch, this is truly war. And everyone that's listening, the first thing I'm going to say is please subscribe to our YouTube channel and be sure to click the bell notification so that you're notified whenever we post a video. We are posting as rapidly as we can. Now, Pastor Butch, I would like to say this for everyone that is listening. I'm in the fire zone here in Northern California. I'm near one of the largest fires called the Wall Bridge Fire in Sonoma County. It's burning very close to Bohemian Grove and along the Russian River. For those of you that are not familiar with the geographical area, that's about 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge. It's burning in very rugged terrain that has not burned for decades and decades. This is truly a beast of an intentionally started fire by the use of directed energy weapons called lightning. And we were hit with well over 1,000 strikes of lightning, which initiated the majority of these fires. So a little bit about what we faced, or what we're facing here, which is diabolical in proportions, but what other people elsewhere are going to face with increased weather weapons on them, such as what we're seeing right now with the tropical storms, hurricane force now heading into New Orleans. This is weather weapons in many different formats being used not only across the United States, but worldwide. And here what I face, I'm going to give you a personal view of what it was like the last week for my family. First of all, understand that we have been massively hit with much front page coverage of diabolical threats upon us. We have well over 500 fires in the state right now. And last report as of today, which is Tuesday, it is August the 25th of 2020. We have over 535 fires happening right now, many of which have been centralized into one larger fire. In other words, they've driven smaller fires to become singular fires. But we need to understand that all the agencies, the CAL FIRE, the Farm Bureau, which are the ag departments, Fish and Wildlife, also known as Fish and Game, have been positioned to be our response agencies. And when you type in your fire agency on your search bar, followed by climate change, you will find they are all following the climate change policies. And I'm going to describe how that affects the way in which the perpetrators determine the cause of weather weaponized events, because that is what determines the cause in a is not real anymore. So it's also important to note that politics, which we're hearing a lot of right now, right versus left, is the entertainment division of our overlords or the New World Order. I'm going to repeat this because everyone needs to hear this and bring this into your vocabulary. Politics, right versus left, is the entertainment division of our overlords or the New World Order. It's entertainment. It is absolutely has no bearing on the policies that are being incrementally advanced and set upon all of us everywhere throughout the entire world. So let's get into some of the headlines that we faced here, and I'll go into how we were affected personally and what we face, and then we'll get into more of a worldview and what some of the goals are behind the distraction of these deadly weaponized weather targeting events. Here is what some of the headlines told us here. Again, in Northern California and Sonoma County, the fire that we're nearest to is the Wallbridge Fire, and that's burned almost 50,000 acres right now, and it's in an old growth redwood area as well, threatening what they call Colonel Armstrong, which is a redwood that is about, it's over 1,200 years old. I think I remember them saying it was 1,400 years old. These are monster fires. These are beast fires. Many people have lost their homes. There's not a count yet as far as the damage and loss of homes. We now have some fatalities throughout this entire complex here of fires in California, and we won't know for a few more weeks what that total is, but I will say to you this, that thousands, hundreds and thousands of acres are on fire. We are breathing toxic smoke that contains overhead aerial chemtrailing components such as strontium, aluminum, and barium, and many more accelerants that have been sprayed upon us. We have been heavily, heavily chemtrailed before the fires, during the fires, and even today. We're getting false weather reports on all radio channels telling us that they are meeting with the meteorologists to determine what the weather will look like in the afternoon and how areas will expand with fires. Keep in mind, all of your local radio programs are giving you disinformation about weather reports. Weather Central is Rothschild. Understand, these are all directed energy weapons, and weather is being used by these controllers that control the weather technology worldwide to absolutely destroy towns, cities, and kill us with the extended effects of the assaults upon us. So we had this over this past weekend. Lightning threat looms over the county. So what were they telling us? They were telling us for days that we were going to have a tropical event which was going to bring in massive, unexpected lightning strikes. This is after the first lightning strikes that started the majority of the fires here in our state to begin with. I want you to be clear. This is how massive psychological fear and programming occurs through the headlines of your newspapers. They are fomenting the fear and giving you disinformation about how reality really works and what you really face. They go on to tell us how the storm forecast adds urgency to our local firefighting. Well, that's throughout the state of California. More importantly, I want all of you to hear this, because this is what we do face. They tell us on the front page of our local paper, stretched fire crews step up air attacks. They have inadequate resources to fight these fires. They are requesting out-of-state firefighting teams to replenish the firefighters that have been on the front lines of these fires for 3, 4, 5 days straight. Now you add COVID into this and all of the crazy social distancing requirements and the size of the fire base camps that are now required to exist because of social distancing, you've got a makings of a Holocaust in many different ways. We are being murdered. So I want to talk about what this looked like personally. Many people in our most immediate area were well prepared to send off the embers that were floating through the sky, of which many landed in our area. And the ash and soot, of course, is a toxic, deadly brew that we're all breathing now. So many of us have many air filters. I would recommend that all of you listening right now, please type in. I've said this multiple times. I can't go or do any kind of information download without immediately informing all of you to type in the name of your city or your state, followed by climate emergency resolutions or climate action plans. Learn the kinds of weather events that they are telling you you're going to face. We know we're going to have severe and massive weather events, not only in the United States, but worldwide. So find out the kinds of attacks that are positioned to hit you. They tell you in those climate action plans. And what is happening now here in our county is we have mass evacuations. We have looters that have been sent in, as what occurred back in our 2017 fire of October, where van loads of looters were brought up to us from the Bay Area, from the San Francisco Bay Area, to loot homes that were under evacuation. And we have the same thing happening now. While not a lot is being said about that right now, we know that it's happening because we're seeing them. So when you're under a weaponized weather attack, be very mindful of the people on your streets that are walking around. And just watch. You have to really become more aware of your surroundings now, more aware than ever before, because we face such massive increase consequences of frequencies and anger and behavioral problems that we've ever had to face as a society. And so here we are. We were in the evacuation area, and ash and soot and embers were falling all around. I was tasked to go outside and extinguish any fires that would be started by embers. And I realized the enormity of this job. I am not a firefighter. I also realized that when you are at war, you need a uniform. You need fatigues, battle fatigues. You need the right equipment. You need, again, the right clothes. If you're going to try to fend the fires from burning your homes down, you must get the right equipment so that you can best fend your homes. Right now, what they're doing for people that are choosing to stay behind and fight the fires, they're calling them interrupters of protecting other homes, as firefighters are having to go back in and rescue them. So they're using a bullying technique now because they want the homes abandoned. They want people to just flee into evacuation centers that are also under COVID-19 orders as well. People are moving into hotels now. There's barely a vacancy factor here because of the hotels. At the same time that evacuees are moving into the hotels, the cities and counties everywhere and throughout Northern California, and likely in your town also, are starting to buy up hotels and house homeless people. We're finding this to become more of a standardized technique to address the homeless situation. Sadly, what we've most recently learned, and this is an example here in Sonoma County, that the homeless monies are paying each hotel room $6,000 a month for a homeless person. That does not include meals or mental services or other services. $6,000 a month. This is a massive I guess I would say theft, absolutely, beyond theft. So this is what's happening. Our tax dollars are being dumped, and we're being asset stripped, and monies are being funneled into organizations that are stealing our money. So here we are. We've spent a few weeks now with the fires looming at our doorstep, going out and taking a view of what the fires look like. We had a friend, a retired fire captain that was on a lookout point that was going to help us observe the flames in the valley, which is where we are, but he had to sadly go and fight the fires for his families in the hills of the Napa Valley area. He was on his own, by himself, helping family members fend the flames because there were no other firefighters in the vicinity. None. We were being heavily chemtrailed. Flames were just burning. So what we have now is inadequate firefighting equipment and fewer firefighters. This was consolidated incrementally over many years to literally eliminate the amount of volunteer fire stations, particularly in the WUI, which is WUI, which means Wildland Urban Interface. If you are in the Wildlands Urban Interface, meaning that you are not within your city's growth boundary, you are considered sprawl, and you are considered increasing greenhouse gas emissions that is going to kill everyone on this planet unless you reduce your greenhouse gas emissions. I've sat in many meetings here in Sonoma County. I have heard our presumably elected Board of Supervisors and various city council members talk about how assets to the urban areas are going to be greatly reduced because these people should not be out there in the first place. And the fact that they had electricity given to them by the transmission lines and the utilities years ago, which allowed all of the construction and living in the rural country areas, that has to all change. This is what they say behind closed doors. When you think you are living in a designated area that you're being allowed to live in, you are not. You are not. So here we were, having patrols all night, watching for embers, literally having watches, and one of us could sleep, one of us would have to patrol. We had binoculars. We were watching the skyline to see the glow of the fires in the distance. We could tell that many homes were burning. Certainly, we talked to people that had to evacuate. And they're scattered all over the county. In fact, in Santa Cruz County, south of San Francisco, they're telling visitors to not come because their hotel rooms are stretched thin and they're needed for evacuees. So this is a further collapse of the hospitality industry. This will occur with every type of weaponized weather event in this country. This is leading to what the global reset is all about, and that is a redirection of everything that we have ever known in the past. So we're exhausted. You're hearing me now. I'm in an exhausted state. Even though I understand what is happening and the methodologies and the use of weapons, it doesn't change the fact that my family and my neighborhood has been threatened. We are being told that the next few days we're going to likely have increased wind and increased temperatures. We've just found out that the red flag fire warning that was issued yesterday for nearly a 24-hour period of time was taken down. What does a red flag fire warning mean? Well, it means that we have low pressure. We have high winds and heat. And what they don't say is we're heavily chemtrailed. And we were expecting thunder and lightning strikes as well. And again, lightning is a weapons system. And your news, your local news, your radio, all of this is massive disinformation, massive psychological warfare. Your newspapers are involved. Everyone that writes columns, everyone that delivers the weather reports, they're reading from scripts. This is all scripted. In the meantime, we're being absolutely attacked and eliminated. That is the goal. Of course. So behind the scenes, let's talk about a few things that are happening while we're being distracted by fires, while I am feeling sick at heart because I'm watching my family and the consequences of these fires on them, even though we have prepared, we have air filters, we're staying inside now because of air advisories. I want you to think about this. Many of the restaurants recently reopened, and they were required to set up tables outside on the streets and on the sidewalks. And now there has been a health advisory of smoke. So these restaurants that spent thousands of dollars in outside patio furniture setting up so that they could barely survive the close downs of COVID now are trying to serve customers in air quality that is deadly and poisonous and will cause ill health. We learned in the fires of 2017, the Tubbs fire, that UC Davis was doing a study on the consequences of pregnant women and the smoke. I also have on StopTheCrime.net a YouTube video about the consequences of smoke. That is an extended methodology of warfare. Smoke is warfare also. And with the heavy chemtrailing, they're able to hold the smoke down low, and that's what they've been doing today and other days in these past weeks. I can say to you that behind the scenes, let's talk about some of what is occurring behind the scenes. We know that Australia is set to deploy drones to photograph unmasked faces and drivers too far from their homes. We are in such an unbelievable state of surveillance and control by mind-controlled frequencies that most people will not even be able to think anymore, and this is coming on soon. Let me finish a little of this story about Australia, because the Victoria State Police are preparing to use drones to catch people who break coronavirus lockdown regulations. And this was written out of Melbourne, Australia, August the 21st, so just a couple of days off the press. They are saying that the police are preparing to use the drones to catch the people who show their faces in public uncovered by masks and to capture the license plates of drivers who travel more than 3.1 miles and from their homes and to make sure that children's skateboarding parks and playgrounds are empty. We'll resume this on the other side of the break.
Yeah, this is powerful stuff. Hang on, folks. Hope you're recording this. I got the break.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only Strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield.
All righty, folks, we are back. You are listening to Deborah Tavares share her information, and this is powerful stuff, folks. It really is. I hope you listen very, very carefully, because this is not coming. It's already here. It's going to increase unbelievably. So prepare yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically, please. It is coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's already here. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, prior to the break, Pastor Butch, I was talking about the plans in Australia to deploy drones to photograph unmasked faces and drivers that are too far from home. So I want to go into that just a bit more before we fly into other things that are occurring as we're being distracted by deadly weapon attacks upon us all at the same time. So the drones, they tell us, can fly 4.3 miles and take a clear photograph of a license plate from 0.3 miles away. Victoria Police have asked the Australian Armed Forces for military drones. What we know, too, is that we're getting reports that they're saying that some warmer weather periods of lots of people congregating on the beaches in these populated areas, a drone provided that capability to actually provide without deploying all the police to all the areas. In other words, the drones reduce human need to go down and track and monitor the people. And they're going to, they say too, that Victoria is not the first place where police have used drones to ensure compliance with state coronavirus measures. There's a video on Twitter that came out in January by the Chinese government, Control Global Times, showed an elderly lady in Inner Mongolia staring up in amazement at a drone outfitted with a loudspeaker. A voice speaking through the drone shouted at her to go home and wash her hands, recording her reactions throughout that entire time. Also in the United Kingdom, a police drone video was published in March to shame hikers in England's Peak District, P-E-A-K District. And also in March, the Financial Times reported that a California police department was also using drones to enforce the lockdown. And what we have to understand is the pandemic is being used to justify violations beyond anyone's imagination and beyond what any people would tolerate in normal times. And this has been told to us in the Rockefeller Foundation documents that we've spoken about in detail on StopTheCrime.net. It is a three-part YouTube video. If you haven't seen it, I certainly would recommend that you do. What we are also being told that in recent months, scientists have argued that people are less likely to become infected with the coronavirus outdoors. But currently in Britain, people are allowed to stay outdoors as long as they like. And both government and health authorities are focusing now on fighting obesity
as a method of combating COVID-19 related illness. So we're going to be monitored for our health, and I would highly recommend that you go listen to a video that we just posted on StopTheCrime.net. It was an interview by Sophia Smallstorm and Yana with Israeli News Live. Go into it about 20 minutes. It's about an hour long. And listen to the real facts around why we're being masked up. And, of course, there's a short video that contains the reason for that as well. That's on StopTheCrime.net as well. It's 5 minutes. You'll see a man with a ball cap on the face of the video. I would recommend you watch that. The masking up is for AI. It is to accelerate the learning of AI on being able to identify other features about our bodies. This is not only to identify exactly who we are in whatever condition we are in, but to literally, this is beyond tracking and monitoring. This is directing your life by telling you what you must do at the time that you are required to do it, or else. So there's another video that I would urgently recommend you type in. I'm getting it certainly put up on StopTheCrime.net, but watch this video. Type in YouTube video, Rise Up Children. You will hear an extremely urgent message out of Italy. A doctor out of Italy is discussing, and you'll see he speaks Italian, so you'll see the English subtitles under his video, about the swabbing and what the coronavirus injections are really all about. It is massive death to the populations. There is absolutely full intention to depopulate the world's population. And so while many people are getting it right in discussing what the potentiality is behind the injections, what we have to be clear on is this is all part of the depopulation program that we have known about for decades, 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 decades. And again, I've talked about the report from Iron Mountain and the intention to organize repression of minority groups. We're seeing a reestablishment of slavery now, too, and the deliberate intensification of air and water pollution as part of the long-range planning and budgeting to reduce the numbers of people now on an annual basis. And it's rapidly occurring now. When I look at the fires and I see the devastation here in California, people ask me, well, why don't I move? Why don't I relocate? Well, I do what I'm telling all of you to do. I look at any possibility where people are telling me they believe they're safe, and I'll type in the name of that state, followed by climate action plans, and I make a decision. What type of weaponized weather event do I want to face? Now, fires and burning up is horrific. I don't want to face fires. I don't. But when I look at the other types of weapons being used on other states throughout this country, they're all evil. They're all massively destroying property and killing people and displacing people and causing massive increases of homelessness on the streets. Right now, what we are seeing here are RV sales, where many of the RV lots, in particular Airstream RVs, they've sold out in many of their manufacturings where they sell them here in California. People are buying them up because they're also Faraday cages in the sense that they're metal, and that does withstand some of the frequencies that we're now being faced with as well. But I can say to you that people are living in their RVs, and sadly that won't be for long, because when you look at the intention of the climate action plans, you find out that they're eliminating the use of fossil fuels. So what do they mean by fossil fuels, which is of course the illusion of petroleum that was never a dead dinosaur and never a fossil fuel, but those are the words they use. And you need to understand that that was all part of a Rockefeller lie to expand their monetary empire along with Rothschild to take over this planet as they have done. They have robbed us and lied to us about science on every single level. And I'm just going to throw in water now as well, because what we're being told right now is to eliminate and reduce, well, not eliminate, but massively reduce our water consumption here to preserve what water we have for firefighting efforts. Remember, water is a renewable. Go to our website, primarywater.org. Teach your children while you can. And also, we're hearing as well that children that are distance learning at home are going to have all of the COVID testing. Once you open up that door to allowing the COVID testing, entire families then are COVID tested. They're looking at square footages now in homes. If you don't have, if you have four people in your home and you only have two bathrooms, and you cannot close off one bathroom and one bedroom from the rest of the house, that person that might be falsely and would be falsely diagnosed of having COVID would have to be relocated to another location until they went through the entire COVID shenanigans before they would be allowed to return. This is disruption, and this is separation and isolation of family members. There's nothing social about social distancing. This is all a game, a vicious, vicious video game gone live. And I've said this so many times throughout the years as I've looked at these diabolical programs. Now, you need to understand we're being told that we must massively reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. And you need to know that the number one way in which to do that is to kill off large swaths of the population, because we are the largest emitter of greenhouse gas emissions in their books. That's what they tell us. And they talk about reducing the use of energy, and they tell us that the ultimate goal is not to use energy. We have been told in the Green New Deal documents and in the policies that your cities, your mayors, your board of supervisors, your county board of supervisors, and your city council members have adopted on your behalf, that we must return to a lifestyle of pre-industrial times. That means back in the 1750s, the mid-1700s, in order to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to meet the required reductions of greenhouse gas emissions. We are being pummeled towards that now. We're going to, they tell us that the ultimate goal is not to use energy. The most efficient energy is energy that we don't generate. And this is not a technology. This is a behavioral forced modification, or learning to live in a new planned reality for all of us. Remember this. They are aiming for zero, and that's not possible, because sustainability is not the same thing as zero energy. There is no such thing as zero energy, because energy does not exist in a vacuum. It always comes from somewhere and goes somewhere. And they tell us because there is always a cost to energy, trade-offs are inevitable in order to find a harmonious balance that offers the greatest efficiency and least impact on the environment. They're selling us the environment and that we have to clean it up, when in fact we have been told that as they exploit us and kill us off and force us out of our homes into refugee camps, which is what is happening now. We are becoming climate refugees in this country, with weather weapons chasing us as we run from one state to another, thinking that there is a better location. There is not. Anywhere in this world, they are being hit with weather weapons, and or they're being hit with black ops gangs on the streets that are literally focusing and aiming directed energy weapons on individuals and targeting individuals. We're all being targeted now. If those of you that are listening are unaware of the massive decades and decades of individuals being targeted, targeted with directed energy weapons. Now it's time for you to start investigating that. We have links on stopthecrime.net where we go over this. You can also just type in your search engine, targeted individuals and directed energy weapons. You will hear the pleas and the cries from people, women, men, children, all over the world. We are all now being targeted. And I will tell you, I was planning to interview Dr. Ronnie Kildee, who was the health minister in Finland back in the days when I was on the Rents Radio Network. And sadly, in the process of trying to set that up because of the time change, she was murdered. She went to a targeted individual meeting in Brussels and went home feeling ill and then died in the hospital a couple months later. She did write a book. We do have that book. Sadly, it's a book that's difficult to get. But I want to tell you about her warnings about mind controlling the populations. And you can actually go on YouTube, type in mind controlling the populations, Dr. Kildee, and that's K-I-L-D-E. She explains who's doing this, who they are. She talks about the Covert Harassment Conference of 2014. And she has warned us, and she said this to me when I spoke with her on the phone in Finland before she went to the conference and then, of course, died shortly thereafter. She said this to me. We have to help ourselves. Nobody is going to help us. No institute. No government, because we are under the government, and there are government crimes and crimes against all persons worldwide, and it comes from the very highest levels of every single country worldwide. We can go up to the prime minister, for example, or our presidents or our legislators, and they are behind all of these false flag operations. So what can we do? She said, first of all, it's awareness, awareness, and awareness. So I will encourage all of you to take a look at some of the information to bring you up to speed. Please read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. We are all under attack now. I want to spend the next few minutes talking about what you need to do in order to attempt to survive longer. You're going to have to be able to live off-grid as best possible. Massive planned power outages are going to literally affect each and every single one of us. We've had power outages during the fires here. Many areas that do not have backup energy are not able to access water to fight the fires. So if you're in a rural country area on a well, you need to consider the expense and putting in solar, but you need battery backup, and you do not want to use the Tesla power walls. These batteries, the lithium ion batteries, degrade rapidly, and these are used as a weapons system because they catch on fire easily. Just the same thing with your smart meters on your home. We have found some of the homes that did not burn in the 2017 fires were homes that here in California that never they opted out of the smart meter. Keep in mind, they can pulse, and they do pulse, frequencies on individual homes, and they can cause explosions. You can type in for yourself, smart meters, home explosions on your search bar, and you will see a cascading number of homes that were burned up because of the meters. You have to understand what prevention means if you plan on living. If you plan on living, because many will not, you have to take steps now, and yesterday would have been better. So getting off grid as best possible is an absolute requirement, because in order to buy or transact anything in the very near future, you're going to need a COVID pass. That will mean that you have been tested with the COVID protocols that are dangerous and hazardous in and of itself. And then once they come out with the deadly vaccine, you will then need to be vaccinated. So if you're going to survive longer, you're going to have to look at where you live and whether you can live on your property with the help of the community that you live within. In other words, who is growing this? Now, sadly, we know that the overhead spraying is diminishing the growth capacity of our food supply. We know that they can take that out at any time. We have seen the solar dimming effects. We have seen increased molds and mildews. We have seen how they heat up water so that our fish die in the creeks and ponds. We are watching how they are using technologies to destroy nature and us as well. But if you're going to try to survive, you're going to have to look at what is happening, what those plans are. These are their war battle plans. You're going to have to look at how you can do workarounds. So off-grid is best possible. Again, do not use lithium-ion batteries for storage from your solar. Do not adopt or have a solar installer put you onto a smart meter with your solar panels, which will presumably allow you to get some rebates through your utility company. Your utility companies are run by Rothschild, and the utility companies now are offering rebates if you install battery backup, with the caveat that you have to allow them complete draws off your stored energy multiple times a month whenever they desire. So they're going to determine what is critical infrastructure needs in order to survive some type of a weather event, and they will sequester your power. That would be the power between the meter and your home. So you may have paid for a lot of these capabilities to survive, but that can be sequestered if you take the gift of a rebate through your utility company. Remember, your utilities are Rothschild. They are not your friend. They are getting ready to pull the plug and put you in the dark. So what I would highly recommend, and I say this often, and I can't say it often enough, because we are going to face massive power outages and many people will die in and of that itself. But have a power outage, get together with family, live in a house without any power for a few days to see what you need in order to survive. For those of you that can, certainly get out of cities, get out of dense population zones. We're certainly seeing the havoc now being created by mind control in within the cities. We know that all of the wireless technology that is in many of the cities now for crowd control is amplifying people's anger. We're going to see more of that within the high-dense population zones. So again, you don't want to live in the woods or the forest because they can start that on fire. You're going to have to make some very big decisions if you're planning to attempt to survive. And I can say, of course, many of you have heard that you need to have a food supply. We have had a report from someone in high up that has said, and I don't like to say dates. I never like to say dates, but this contact has told a number of us that by November, the supply lines for the food supply are greatly going to diminish. Many of you are hopefully already noticing the empty shelves in stores. The social distancing that is not necessary is a way in which to diminish the deliveries because they're distancing aisles now. They're taking out the quantities for the illusion that it's all part of social distancing. And that is how they're getting away with reducing things that you're normally going into stores and seeing stocked shelves. We're noticing that the shelves are certainly becoming less stocked. When we ask what happens, why are all these shelves empty? They're saying they're ordering these different food items and different other items on a weekly basis, but they're all delayed. They're not coming in. The orders of products and food are not coming in. This is a plan. Keep that in mind. Great famine sits before us. I remember when I talked with Ted Turner, and that YouTube is up on the videos. It's called Ted the Terrible Turner, and just type in Ted the Terrible Turner and Deborah Taveras. My jaw dropped when he said there would be water famine, there would be cannibalism, and this would be across the country. And at that time in my learning curve, that just seemed outrageous to me. outrageous. And then since then, of course, this has all been prophesized. We can see this happening now in our cities. It is our job to spread this information now. It is our job to love our neighbors and to help as best we can. For those that will not listen, then we move on to those that will. Create a community of like-minded people as quickly and as rapidly as possible. You're going to need the camaraderie of people that understand what they face. Also, I will tell you, if you're in a wooded area, you're going to have to clear clear the trees from your homes, because these are also being used as weapons when they have storms and high winds. We've seen the trees falling into houses. At best, have an arborist out there and look at thinning the trees to help reduce the wind load. That's the amount of wind. It allows the trees to take more wind, although there are disadvantages from limbing some of the trees every other or third limb, particularly with the redwoods. But I can tell you right now, you've got to get to water as well. If you're on a municipal water supply, your water is going to be turned off if you don't obey the orders coming down from COVID and the orders to reduce other aspects of the usage of resources. Resources are only going to be doled out for what is considered vital human needs. Who is making those decisions? Well, you can look at the World Economic Forum website. I wish all of you would. Of course, the World Bank talks about this. They finance most of this. Look at those documents. We have many of those on StopTheCrime.net. And you can see who is bankrolling the death to humanity, who is reconstructing humanity. Look at the types of
About 2 minutes left.
And thank you, Pastor Butch. So for all of you that are listening, I will keep reporting from the front lines here in the Illuminati area of Bohemian Grove and San Francisco, and where California is being massively hit by fires. You're going to be hit with other weaponized weather weapons as well. So please stay tuned and go to stopthecrime.net, subscribe, hit the bell notifications so that you'll get the videos that we recommend that you listen to and the information that we provide. Pastor Butch, there are no words. Again, as I said in the beginning, I am suffering right now from looking at my family and my grandchildren. We had our grandson volunteer to come and help us during the fires here, our grandson. So for everyone that's listening, band together. Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net.
God bless you, Deborah. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Folks, for the grace of God, see you tomorrow night. As of right now, just for me and you tomorrow night, I want to hear your opinion or anything in your mind tomorrow night. So get your thoughts together and join us tomorrow night live on the air. See you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.